just at the studio one day. I started making the beat for it. I knew it was cool immediately, just with the whole vibe of it was very 80s, and I wanted to challenge myself to kind of write a romantic song that didn't focus on looks. So that was the whole basis of the song, to just kind of have a setting somewhere kind of cool, and what you would do in a room with somebody, you know, that you were in love with.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't have the chorus for that song, actually, the whole Drew Barrymore thing, for at least 2 months. I couldn't figure out what it was. I went in with different writers, tried to write different hooks around the verses,
right,
and just couldn't figure it out. And then I went back on my phone, because I always keep little voice notes on my iPhone for ideas of songs, and I went back like a couple of years, and I found something that Julia Michaels had sent me, where she just said, "You're the next Drew Barry, and I want more." And I was like, "Well, that's kind of cool." And uh-huh. Drew Barrymore kind of represents the girl that I'm talking about, because she's normal, but I mean, she's kind of Hollywood royalty. She's cool. She's like sweet. She's kind of the girl next door, but also kind of a badass.
Uh-huh.
And that's the kind of chick I'm talking about. So it was a Frankenstein project, you know. It just kind of all fit together.